Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. I hope you can hear in my voice that if I just could get back to down to earth, I just have to say that we were up most of the night screaming and carrying on, and we in New England are so excited because of the Patriots. You know, it's Frankie Boyer. Welcome to Biz Talk Radio. And I have to say that my first guest, this is so appropriate, because the truth is that no matter how much positive thinking didn't win the game, action did. And joining us is bestseller of 9 books, counselor, master coach, inspirational speaker, whose work has been endorsed by celebrities all over the place, the late Wayne Dyer and Kenny Loggins, Mark Victor Hansen, Jenny McCarthy. His book is Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, But This Book Will. And David Essel, welcome to the program, and you have a gift for everybody, and it's so nice to have you back again.
Oh, Frankie, it's wonderful to be back. You know, when you were, before we talk about the free book, as a matter of fact, everyone can get a copy of our book absolutely free. But before I tell you the details of that, I got chills when you just said the truth, that the New England Patriots, against all odds, behind by more points at halftime than any other Super Bowl team, they came back because of their ability to overcome the deficit through their action. And Frankie, I love that you made that analogy, because when there are individuals in our audience right now wondering, how can I get past this physical limitation?
Well, that's right. That's right. That's right. How am I going to pay the bills? There's no money in the bank. I'm desperate. I'm feeling very low. And we don't believe in ourselves, and we don't believe in the power that we have to manifest and to create the life that we want. And you write about this, and you have put together some wonderful tools to help people find someone that they want to be with. Get that weight off you.
Yes.
How to go from foreclosure to millionaire. I mean, you know, and I know that this is, and we watched last night, and I have to just share with you, I watched it with a very large group of people, about 20 of us, at a friend's house across the street from where we live, and it was a neighborhood thing, and it was a blast. It was an absolute blast. But the majority of the people left at the third quarter.
They left.
It was late, and they were tired, and they had everything to eat and drink, and now it's time for you to go home and get on with life, and you know, and they like with the low heads and the heavy hearts left the party.
Keep going.
Yeah, what I wanted to say is, and this friend's apartment is a two-story, magnificent, one of the more magnificent condos in the city of Boston, overlooking the harbor. And he has a media room, and it was not big enough for all of us. When they left, what happened was pretty extraordinary. The rest of us, the 10 of us remaining, went into the media room. And all we had, there was no food, there was no distraction. It was this huge movie screen and us. And unified, we watched a game and focused. And you could feel, you could physically feel the momentum, the change, the energy flow. It was extraordinary.
It is so beautiful. Well, you know, and that's what our book, Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, but this book, Will, Frankie, is all about. And all of your listeners can get a free Kindle version at TalkDavid.com. They just have to go to TalkDavid.com and they can get the free Kindle version. But, you know, people that don't give up in life and they keep pursuing and they keep asking for help, you know, our positive thought cannot change a negative behavior long term. And I don't care what we've heard about through the law of attraction and all that kind of stuff. It just doesn't work unless it's a miracle. But if you apply action, as we share with people throughout the book, the specific way to break through your financial challenges, your weight, your health, your love challenges, and you decide to dedicate a certain amount of time every day, 5 days a week, we can turn around any situation basically that we're in right now, Frankie. And that's what the Patriots did last night. You know, like, right, yes, you have right to have a mindset that we're going to not stop. So let's just even say that was your positive thinking today. I'm just not going to stop pursuing this goal. That's as positive as I'm going to get. And then I'm going to go every day and do what I would rather not do. You will find success.
Well, let me just explain to you that you are the Bill Belichick right now.
Yeah.
We are the Patriots. You're the Bill Belichick. You're going to take us with your plan in your book and how you lay it out at TalkDavid.com and give us the tools. Because, you know, many people think, oh, it was bad luck and, you know, we won the toss, the coin toss. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. It was discipline. It was hard work. It was having a plan, following the plan, being coached, understanding that your mind and your body are unified, as you talk about, that we are a whole people.
Yes.
Tom Brady talked about this morning, he won his MVP award, and someone asked him a question, and he said, you know, when I was 25 years old, my body hurt. My arm hurt after I threw a game. My body was beat up, and I got wise and realized I needed to find a different way.
You know, for all of your listeners that want to really benefit from the rest of their life, if they have 10, 20, 30, 50 years left, whatever it is, we need to look at what the experts, Tom Brady and everyone else who's successful, have done. You know, when I think of Colonel Kentucky Fried Chicken, the great story about him is he made $1 million when he was 65. Up until 65, the guy struggled. He was suicidal. He had all the problems in life, you know. And Colonel Sanders didn't give up. Now, he didn't just think positively. He hustled. You know, he would take that recipe and go everywhere.
Yeah.
And
hey, listen, your good friend Mark Victor Hansen. How many rejections did they get with the kitchen soup for the soul series?
Oh, the chicken soup for the soul. I can tell you exactly 121 rejections, Frankie. Mark is a friend of mine, and when I had him on my radio show in 1991, when they broke out, and he was laughing about how many publishers rejected him and said, what a stupid title.
Right.
I think they went through 30 literary agents. They, you know, these literary agents would pick him up, carry him for a month, drop him, and say, no one wants you. You know, and 121
right
publishers.
No one wants this. No one wants this. Right. No one wants this genre. No one wants all of this. Well, boy. And let's look at the dynasty he created with chicken soup. This is vertical, horizontal. You look at it, and it's in every which way. And I think that's an inspiration for all of us.
Oh, Frankie, they actually, Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield, the two co-authors for Chicken Soup and the Soul, they literally by themselves transformed the whole personal growth book industry. because up until
then,
it was never really focused on that many stories. It's just like an
So David, David, talk to us real quickly. We don't have a whole lot of time. Talk to us real quickly about what this book, how to use this book that you're giving away at talkdavid.com.
Well, the number one thing we're going to say is I love positive thinking, but we prove in the book that it's only going to account, Frankie, for about 20% of someone's success. The real gold in the book is how the heck do we do the other 80%? And so we give an outline about investing time and money and effort into you to achieve that goal, to find accountability, partners and coaches, to hold your feet to the fire, because most of us aren't going to do the work by ourselves, Frankie. So we outline hundreds of stories of success stories of people who have done exactly this, committed 5 days a week for a year, a certain amount of time to go after the money goal, the weight loss goal, the love goal. And at the end of that time, and it seems like forever, but at the end of that time, we have 100-plus turnarounds. And it's a book of hope, right? The book is a book of hope.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I thank you so much. The free book, it's free, F-R-E-E-E, if you didn't get that. It's at talkdavid.com, the free Kindle version. Download the book, enjoy it, listen to what David has to say. David, thank you so much.
We always love having you with us.
And we'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned, Biz Talk Radio.
Health news update. The big topic trending this time of year is how do you lose the weight after all of the rich holiday food? Here's a tip from weight loss specialist and body regime educator Valerie Hall.
Over the past 20 years, I've consulted and helped thousands of people achieve their weight loss goals, and I found that it's not just enough to go on a diet and cut calories. That just doesn't last. By using a naturally derived supplement like Body Regime to stabilize the three key areas of weight control, appetite, metabolism, and very importantly, mood, you will create a platform for success, not failure. I've personally noticed beneficial effects in all of these areas with Body Regime for myself and my clients. It's a must for anyone watching their weight.
Call toll-free 1-844-550-2639. That's 844-550-BODY. When you buy two bottles of Body Regime, you will receive a third free. 30-day money-back guarantee. Free shipping in the U.S. That's 1-844-550-2639. Also available on Amazon.com.
Boost your immune system naturally with Silver Biotics. Nestled in the foothills of the majestic Rocky Mountains, American Biotech Labs, LLC is determined to serve you. Our Silver Soul technology is a patented technology that will forever change the nano-silver market. One of our company goals is to bring to you nano-silver products that are affordable, powerful, and yet as gentle and natural as the earth we live in. Enter in code Frankie30 at checkout to receive 30% off of your order at ablsilver.com. Once again, that code is Frankie30 to receive 30% off of your order. Visit ablsilver.com today. These products are dietary supplements. These products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please consult a qualified medical professional for information, diagnosis, or treatment of such diseases.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Biz Talk Radio.
But diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Let me tell you, you can twist it, you can turn it, but diamonds are always going to be the best gift ever. And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. And TJ Walker's with us. And I'm TJ, you're a spokesperson for Pure Grown Diamonds. And I just have to say to you that wouldn't you love to be the one that makes that new Super Bowl ring for Tom Brady and the New England Patriots?
He's got a lot of them these days. He's going to have to get new fingers if he keeps this up. But congratulations to him.
Well, no, TJ, there's another hand, honey. There's another hand. Just saying.
That's true. That's true. But
just saying.
He's showing no signs of slowing down.
You know, talking about the other hand, yes, traditional diamonds are wonderful, but and a diamond ring is always great, but we've talked about this before. There is something going on too, that there's this phenomenon around the country that the left hand has always been the ring finger for weddings and brides and engagement rings, but people are now talking about the right finger, the right ring finger on the right hand ring finger, as being the new acceptable. Buy your own diamond and wear it. So this is a very interesting phenomenon going on.
Well, I think part of what's happening, Frankie, is more and more people say, I want diamonds and I don't want to have to wait around for someone to give it to me. That's why we're seeing an increase in demand for the lab-grown diamonds as well as the mine diamonds. And it's
so
growing around the world.
You have to,
with,
yeah. Tell us again the difference, because, you know, people think, oh, it's a lab diamond. It's not real. Let's put this myth to bed right now, because it's very much as real a diamond as the diamond you mine. And so tell us what the distinctions are, and if any, if you could take your loop and see what the differences are.
If you take your loop, which is one of those magnifying glasses that the gemologists use, you cannot tell any difference between a mined diamond and a lab-grown diamond, because at an atomic level, they are this type 2A diamond. That means it's one of the purest and better than 98% of diamonds. These are pure carbon. So these are, in fact, genuine diamonds. You're right, there is some misconception out there. There are some differences, though. Lab-grown diamonds are typically 30% less expensive. They come
Which is a good
from
thing.
Just a beautiful growing process that really recreates nature. And they're eco-grown, and they're socially and environmentally sustainable. So there are some important differences.
And, by the way, there isn't any bloodshed going on and killing, because we've talked to so many people who have lived through horror stories, living living and seeing firsthand how, unfortunately, what really happens in the world of diamonds. And so none of that happens. What you're getting, as you say, is environmentally safe. It's, you know, 30% less money, and yet it still has the brilliance and the shine, and it's still considered a real diamond.
Exactly. And you put your finger on it. It's socially sustainable, and that's kind of a polite word for saying that the people who were involved in bringing this to you, creating it to you, were treated well. And they were, they treated the earth well in the process, too. So no holes had to be dug up into the ground. We didn't have to have lots of minerals, not all the wear and tear on the land, the air, energy sources, and all that. According to Frost and Sullivan, the international accounting firm and consulting firm, lab-grown diamonds use only 1/7 the impact on the environment that a mine diamond does. So they're much, much right. better for the environment. Everyone you know, everyone involved in the process was treated well. You know where it came from. It's, we call it guaranteed origin. You know exactly what you got. I mean, if you want to buy a brand new car, you want to go to the new car dealership. You don't really want it third hand. And that's
right.
part of why we're seeing more and more people around the world actually preferring the lab-grown diamonds, and seeing that is drastically preferable.
TJ, are you there? Your phone is sounding a little funky.
Yes. Can
okay.
you hear me? Sorry about that.
Yeah. I want to ask you, how long does it take for a diamond to grow in a lab? Tell us how from the beginning to the end.
Sure. The process is we start with a diamond seed of pure carbon. It's put into a greenhouse, and it grows for about 10 to 12 weeks. This is a low-pressure microwave chamber, and then hydrogen and methane are introduced. It's ignited by a plasma ball, and this causes carbon molecules to rain down on the seed. The diamond grows atom by atom, layer by layer, for 10 to 12 weeks. When it's done, these diamonds erupt just the way you would find a diamond in Mother Nature. It's got to be cut and polished to reveal their brilliance and fire. Then you can mount it, put it on any of the pure-grown diamond jewelry that you like, and the whole thing, from concept to you wearing it, really takes about 9 months.
So it has the same wearability, it has the same durability, it has everything the same as a diamond found in a mine.
Absolutely, because again, these are in fact genuine diamonds. Think of it this way: if your spouse or loved one gives you a dozen red roses or lilies, and they're real and they smell great, do you know if it had been grown in a greenhouse or in someone's backyard? Do you necessarily care? As long as they're real and look beautiful and smell beautiful, chances are you really don't. And that's what we realize. We're talking about, in fact, genuine diamonds, and you can get them in fancy pink, fancy yellow, colorless, or white.
Oh, interesting.
You can get
all
them
the different
brilliant,
yeah.
emerald cut, princess cut. That's what's exciting about it.
So, what's the biggest trend right now for Valentine's Day this year? What's the biggest shape?
Yeah, people like the round cut, the traditional, and they do like the princess cut.
The princess, yeah.
People pick whatever they want.
Yeah, and it's all available at, you know, 30% less money. PureGrownDiamonds.com for more information. That's PureGrownDiamonds, plural.com. And TJ Walker, next time we'll talk with you. We'll find out what the Super Bowl ring looks like, okay?
All right, Frankie, thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you, and we'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, and you're listening to us on Biz Talk Radio. Soon.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm a health fanatic. I admit it. I read all the labels, eat organic food, and I'm very aware of what I put into my body. I practice holistic health, use alternative healing products, and never miss my daily dose of Willard Water. Willard Water is made with fossilized organics and contains nearly 24 trace minerals that are essential to maintaining strong bones, heart health, and good energy. Simply adding a quarter capful of Willard Water to my tea makes a tremendous impact on my overall well-being. Willard Water is tasteless and odorless. Dr. Willard's patented catalyst helps our bodies better absorb the minerals and nutrients we need to maintain optimal health. If you care about your health, you'll try Willard Water today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. $5,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. You know, I had one of those deja vu moments last night, and it was so weird because even the conversation, it was like a little glimpse of something that had happened before. I had lived it and said it before. I know that it happens to many of us, but my next guest had an extraordinary situation, and as a result of it, Sharon Guskin is with us, and she's the author of the bestseller, The Forgetting Time. And she had an experience, a personal situation, that sent her on a quest to research past life experiences and what she learned from children and adults who remember their past lives led to the writing of her best-selling novel, which is now going to be in paperback this month, Forgetting Time. Sharon, welcome to the program.
Hi, I'm really glad to be on. Thank you.
So I should stress
it's definitely a novel. So the book,
it's a novel.
Something that I made up, but is inspired by real cases. So it's kind of a little bit of both in that way.
Okay, so tell us what kind of led and triggered you to this storyline.
Well, I think, the novel is basically about, I should start just to say, it's about a single mom who has a problem in that her son keeps asking for his other mother. I want my other mother. When am I going to see my other mother? When am I going to go home? And, of course, there's no other mother there, and it sort of becomes so difficult that out of desperation in the novel, the mom meets up with a man based on a real professor who specializes in very young children who seem to have memories of previous lifetimes. And so that's the story that sort of came about. But what happened in my own life was just, frankly, it was that I was hearing these from various people and friends. Oh, it wasn't really like my kids so much as a friend's child who kept saying similar things. You know, I want to go home. You know, don't you remember when we used to live in this other place? You know, and I was just really curious about all of these sorts of things. And my own kids were quite small. And I stumbled across a book about this professor, Dr. Ian Stevenson at the University of Virginia, who had investigated these, like, 3,000 cases in which these children from the
3,000.
Time they could talk, basically, would
Sharon,
say they used to 3, be, like, they used to live somewhere else, this is how they
yeah.
died. You know, like they had all this information. These were my parents' names. This was my name. And then the professor would, like, take the kid to a place where that seemed to be, like, there maybe was a person there that fit that description. And in all these cases, like, they were able to find the person the kid remembered being. I mean, the person had passed away, but find out who that was and identify, like, oh, you know, I used to live here, and this is my uncle. And so it's a little complicated to get into, but these cases are mind-blowing, like
mind-blowing. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, like, I just became, like, sort of obsessed with them, basically.
I don't blame you, because it's fascinating. 3,000 cases. That's extraordinary. To be honest, I've never heard of that in my circle. And so I was fascinated to hear about your experience, because I had never heard about that. But can you imagine a child saying that. That must be so jarring. I mean, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's like they're really attached, too. Like, they want, you know, they're attached to these people that are no longer here. Or in some cases, you know, maybe the parents are still alive. And in the novel, I sort of speculated about a family that still exists that lost their son. But it's really, I mean, actually kind of the amazing thing is that I had my own minimal experience, and then I read about these cases, but then going out with the book and talking to people and sort of sitting, you know, I Skype a lot in book clubs and stuff, and so many people tell me these stories. So many people will just write to me and say, you know, my son, from the time he could talk, he'd always said he was in World War II and he had 5 kids, you know, just like, it's just extraordinary how many of these, you know, I'm sure people listening right now, there are people who are like, oh, yeah, my nephew was saying stuff like that, you know, but we just don't understand it, so we don't really know what to make of it, you know.
There was a psychiatrist in Florida, real like Stanford psychiatrist, Brian Weiss. Do you know Brian Weiss
yeah,
and his
Dr.
work?
Yeah, Dr. Weiss, yeah.
Yeah, and so he was with a patient who knew too much about him, and he started to question, is it possible? This is a mainstream, no way there's anything but what we see. You know, this is a scientist, this is the way it is. And it was through this one patient of his that broke through to another boundary and another barrier that changed his entire life. And now what he does, obviously, is all past life regression stuff and gets people in touch with feelings that were never dealt with or issues that were never resolved, and it goes on and on. But this is a psychiatrist that felt that, you know, he was embarrassed at first because this is kind
right,
of like,
yeah,
you know, la la land, what are you talking about? You know, this is kind of like, what?
Well, but yeah, I think it's, you know, I'm sorry, did I interrupt you?
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, well, like Dr. Stevenson, he was the head of the medical school at University of Virginia. And his protege, Dr. Tucker, is also a professor at University of Virginia. And these are very credible people, just like Dr. Weiss, who basically, they stumbled across data that seemed to indicate something. And in Dr. Stevenson's case, you know, he realized he's trying to collect proof that consciousness continues after death, which is a tall order, granted, for anybody.
Yeah,
but collected this information. Like, these kids knew dialects. They knew information about specific people who lived very far from them. You know, sometimes they would list, you know, they would ask someone, did you get the money you were supposed to get that I left you? You know, like these little kids would ask the people that are from the previous family, and they would know, like, the things that they had willed to somebody else. I mean, they're very specific details. So even, you know, like I read a blog on Scientific American, I think it was, and basically saying, like, I can't easily dismiss this research. But of course, you know, anytime you're going into this field, it's very difficult. And so I think Dr. Stevenson, you know, by the time he died, he felt it like a failure because he felt like he really wanted to convince the scientific establishment that this was real data, this was proof. And there's a lot of resistance to that, of course.
Of course. Sharon, I have to ask you, the success has been amazing with The Forgetting Time. Now that it's in paperback and it's out and it's getting all these rave reviews and people love the book, will there be a sequel? Are you going to explore this world, this genre, in another book?
That's so interesting. Thank you so much for saying that. I have to say it's been very encouraging to see how many people are interested in this kind of subject. Not just, you know, a lot of people here, and like I love hearing from book groups and how much they talk about all these kinds of stories, but also like across the world we've had like 18 countries bought it. So I think there's a lot of openness right now to exploring these kinds of ideas. And I'm working on something else that also kind of deals with, it's sort of how you started out, deals with the fact that even in our ordinary lives, there are moments where the extraordinary just kind of enters in, whether it's a deja vu or a dream, or you think about somebody you haven't seen in, you know, 10 years and they call you that day. You know, there's just so many moments like that that occur in our lives. And I'm interested in that. And I think that's partly in a very intense way what the novel does. And then the next book, I'm also exploring that kind of from a different perspective.
Wonderful. The book is available right now in paperback, and you have been so verbal about the research and sharing the backstory, and I'm just wondering if there were any, if there was a little bit of flack about that. Not really?
You know, it's interesting. I think I would get reviews, like People Magazine said something, you know, like, even if you think reincarnation is bunk, you'll be mesmerized, or something like that.
Yeah, I that's think, good, yeah, yeah.
Hey, people, Sharon, you know, there's a lot of resistance to the idea, but it's a novel,
right.
It's a page-turner. You could bring it to the beach, it's not going to, you know, but hopefully it makes people think.
It will. We've got to run. The book is called The Forgetting Time, and Sharon, what's the best website?
You know, my website is theforgettingtime.com, but you can buy it anywhere books are sold, you know, from local indie stores, Barnes & Noble, Amazon,
right,
all those places
right.
have it. So,
thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And we'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned, Biz Talk Radio.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger's, and all natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion.
Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Biz Talk Radio, and we now are joined by one of the authors of a new book, and it is about the early life of Red Cloud, and many of us have no idea who is Red Cloud, and why haven't we heard from him, and what was his early life like? Well, joining us today is Bob Drewy, and he is the co-author. And he's authored 9 other books, and he's written numerous publications for the New York Times, Vanity Fair, Men's Journal. And we're so thrilled he's with us today. The new book is out, and it's called The Heart of Everything That Is. And it is a pleasure to welcome you, Bob. So Native American Indian Chief Red Cloud was one of the most powerful Indians in history. How come we don't know about him?
Oh, good morning, Ms. Boyer. I didn't know about him until I started writing this book. This is new for me because this is the young reader's edition. We wrote The Heart of Everything That Is, my co-author Tom Clavin and I. It came out 3 years ago. Did rather well. Spent 26 weeks on the Times bestseller list.
Oh, congratulations.
And out of nowhere, Simon & Schuster, their young adult division, said, you know, you have so much in there about Red Cloud growing up. Let's make this a book for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. And I had no idea how to do that. I mean, I've been a war correspondent. I've written military histories before. But writing for kids, my jaw kind of dropped. And I said, how do we do this? And as it turns out, it was one of the most fulfilling things I've ever done. I mean, we had to take out a lot of the atrocities. We had to shorten it because kids that age don't have the attention span to read a full adult book. But when they learn, so many people, when 3 years ago when The Heart first came out, whether we were talking at small bookstores or at the National Archives in their studio in front of hundreds of people, so many teachers came up to us and said, this is a part of American history that there's a gap in our education.
Yeah.
So tell us about this man.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about Red Cloud.
Well, unlike Cochise and Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull and Geronimo.
Yeah, yeah. We all know those names. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Red Cloud's heyday, he was born in 1920. So the blank slate of the 1820s, the 1830s, the 1840s, when he became the most powerful headman on the plains, and he controlled a territory that was one-fifth the size of the United States, but no one was there. And there were, aside from a few French Jesuit priests and mountain men, there was no one there to really chronicle. And we were lucky enough that Red Cloud in his old age, when he was on what was then the Red Cloud Reservation, it's now the Pine Ridge Reservation, he would go to the post office every day, sit down out in the sun, get his mail, and talk to an old French-Canadian fur trader named Sam Dion. And he would tell him all the stories about what it was like, first of all, as a child growing up, then fighting the other Indian tribes, and finally fighting the United States. And Sam Dion would run back into the post office. He'd write down these stories. And this manuscript, I guess you might call it an autobiography, was floating around, handwritten, in one musty drawer after another. Finally, in the 1930s, someone typed it up and it went put back into a drawer. And we discovered it in the 1990s. And it gives us a picture of what it was like for the Native American Indians on the plains during this blank slate of a period. And Red Cloud was just an unbelievable and uncanny diplomat and warrior. He was the first to really recognize, you know, these white people are going to try to take over our territory. And before then, the Pointy hated the Crow hated the Sioux. Red Cloud was a Lakota Sioux, by the way. And the Cheyenne fought with the Apache, and the Apache fought with the Arikara. And Red Cloud was the first to realize, we need to gather our forces if we're going to fight these cannons and guns. I mean, we have bow and arrows. And so he recruited Arapahoes. He recruited Cheyenne. He even went to the Lakota Sioux's age-old enemy, the Crow, and said, listen, we have to fight the whites. The Crow declined because they hated the Sioux so much. But he put together an army, and for 2 years he fought what has come to be known as Red Cloud's War, and he's the only American Indian not to win a battle, but to win a war against the United States. We finally went to him and said, okay, you win. What do you want? And, of course, he wanted, most of all, Pahasapa, which translates into the heart of everything that is, which was the Black Hills. We gave him the Black Hills, and, of course, we broke that treaty 10 years later when Custer discovered gold in the Black Hills. But
of
this
course,
Smith
of course.
Man, I'm used to writing about World War II, the Vietnam War, and this was just something I had never heard of, and it was a really fulfilling story. But I got to tell you, Frankie, I never thought I'd be talking to a radio host about writing a children's book. I mean, it's just, I feel like I'm so out of my depth.
Good for you, though. Well, first of all, it's a compelling story. It's a compelling story, and I think that you're helping us rewrite. You know, right now, Native American folklore and philosophy is at the height. It's the highest it's been in decades. The Women's March in Washington, they had drumming from Native American. March in Boston had Native American Indians. I mean, people are listening. They're listening.
Well,
they're really listening to what the wisdom of these Native Americans are saying.
Look what's happening at the Lakota Pipeline. I mean, that's Red Cloud's tribe, the Lakotas.
Absolutely. And I was just going to say, and the Dakota Pipeline, yes.
There is an ancestral connection, if I may be so pretentious as to use a phrase like that, that I'm finding. I mean, boys especially. When you're growing, there's two things: Indians and dinosaurs. And
we're out of time. I think this is so great that you did this. The heart of everything that is. And we're talking about the young adult version. And what's the best website, and how can people find out more about you and the book, Bob, please?
You know what? I have an Amazon page. If you just go to Amazon and type in my name, Bob Drury, Drury, you'll see it there. You'll see both versions of Heart, the adult version, and we're very proud. I know you're running out of time, but the cover drawing on the Young Readers edition.
Oh, spectacular.
It's done by a Lakota Sioux.
Oh, nice. Thank you so much. Congratulations. And we will be back next time. Thank you so much for being with us. This has been another edition of Biz Talk Radio. I'm Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And yes, you can come back from anything. We saw it and smile. Always smile. Thanks for listening.
Smile. There are clouds in the sky. goodbye. If you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.